Well, Kieran, so close to a double century today, moving from 137 overnight to 191. Talk us through the today's effort.
Obviously, it was nice to be able to kind of start again, gave myself a bit of time to get in, and then the pitch had really flattened out overnight, I think. It's kind of got more placid, and obviously the Gloucester bowlers had bowled a few overs by then, but I think I managed to kind of get myself in and take over nicely with Rory Smith and made a pretty good partnership.
And so close before Rory got out then, Marchant quickly, and you had to go for it.
Yeah, obviously it wasn't... It was in the end, that's what you've got to kind of deal with. It's always going to happen if you bat for a long time and you're batting with lower order. But I think I was obviously happy with how Rory batted. He batted really, really well. And then that's how Marchant plays, and it comes off sometimes, it doesn't other times. So
overall, 7 hours, 23 minutes. Longest innings of your career?
Yeah, I think so, just about, I think. No, obviously, yeah, it was nice to be able to bat for a long time. That's what you set out to do. When you do all that winter training and all that, you set out to bat for a long time and set your stall, and I think I did that well.
And biggest score at any level of cricket?
Yes, yeah, it's career best at all levels of cricket. So,
what was involved physically and mentally in being able to bat that long then?
I think physically you're prepared for that with all the kind of fitness stuff we do even in season. I think mentally it was tougher, trying to just keep on top of yourself and not getting it, let your ego kind of take over and kind of stay within yourself and kind of just stick to your own process.
And you've got a week left to beat Nye's record of being the club's youngest ever double century, and you've got the century record. He's still got the double century one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to be safe and sound on that one, but you never know.
Well, let's hope you're in the runs down at Canterbury. Looking at the game situation, Gloucestershire have replied pretty solidly.
Yeah, they've batted well, obviously, but I think we haven't bowled too badly. We've been in good areas, and I think it's a type of pitch where as soon as you make that one breakthrough, you saw in our innings, people do four quickly, and I think if you don't get yourself in, it is a tough pitch, and you can get quick wickets. But I think, obviously, we have to just keep sticking to our guns and keep really disciplined, and we should get wickets, yeah.
Possibility of rain around on day three. I guess you'll have to work hard to get a positive result out of this match, though.
Yeah, you can't really think about weather too much. You kind of just got to, every time you get on the pitch, you got to try and give your all and take as many wickets as you can.
Cheers, Kieran. I'll play.
Cheers, thank you.
Top work. Yeah.
Cheers, Reddy.
Cheers, all the